It's the time signal for midnight, so a very good morning to night owls and vampires everywhere. News in brief in just 29 minutes and 28 seconds. Meanwhile, join us now for this week's Pop 40 program.
Victoria Embankment. Anyone in the area of Victoria Embankment going through the Waterloo? Go in, please. Over.
Hello, Control. 24 here. 24 coming along from Westminster. Over.
24. Mr. Miller, junction of Horsecars Avenue and Victoria Embankment, appears to be in some sort of a hurry. May have a train to catch. Over.
Acknowledge, Control. I'm on the doorstep. By the way, this is the last one I'm taking tonight. I've got to get home.
Thank you, 24. By the way, who's on the night shift with your car?
No one, Control. I've got to take it in for service in the morning.
Fair enough. Happy dream.
Good night, Fred. Mr. Miller?
You the minicab company?
That's right.
Well, you took your time, didn't you?
Oh, I only just got the call. Jump in. I say, you all right?
Of course, I'm all right.
Don't forget your briefcase. Do you want some help?
No, it's indigestion, this one. Now, come on, move.
Waterloo.
No, change my mind. Just along, pass Cleopatra's Needle. My SS Discovery.
Here we are, sir. More than half a mile. About 40 new P at the time of night. Hey, sir, Mr. Miller, we're there now. God, you haven't gone and snuffed it, have you? Blimey. I'd better get you to a hospital double quick. Hey, you work here.
What's your hurry?
Quick, I've got a stiff outside in my car.
Accidents?
No, I was just giving him a lift. He snuffed out.
Sure he's dead, are you?
Well, he's not breathing. His heart's stopped and he's gone a most peculiar colour.
Doesn't sound as if there's much need to rush, then. Just sit down and I'll get a couple of nurses to bring out the stretcher.
But I want to get home.
Don't worry. We'll bring you a nice cup of tea.
I don't want a cup of tea. My wife's having a baby.
Oh, she in the car too? Well, you'd better bring her in, then.
Oh, she's at home. Look, he might not be dead. I don't know. It was only a few minutes ago. You might be able to save him.
Yes. Now, just you calm down and sit there. I'll try and see where some of the night start.
God, blimey. I might as well do it myself.
Come on, get old love.
I wish you'd lost a few stone before you decided to throw in the sponge. That's it. Yeah. Just through these swing doors. And then you can sit down. I'll even bring you a cup of tea. That won't up in time. You could be sitting there a couple of days before they realise you're dead. Oh, here we are.
You can't leave him there, sir.
Well, I can't cart him any further, that's for certain.
Here, where do you think you're going?
Home.
You can't go home. I've got to have all your particulars, who you are and so on.
I'm just a sucker trying to do his public duty. If I start answering your questions, you're going to keep me here all night.
But there are forms to be filled, statements to be signed.
Well, just say he walked in here of his own accord and collapsed. His name's Miller, that's all I know. I know nothing else about him. Never seen him before in my life. Good night.
But wait. Bloody British public. Don't know what we've got to put up with.
Oh, God. Oh, you gave me a start. Oh, what sort of life's this coming in at this time of the morning? Oh,
don't start. I've had a bellyful for one night. Why are you up so late?
Are you soaking wet? You'll catch your death.
Well, don't say things like that, for God's sake. You don't know what I've been through.
Is it raining?
No. Yeah, you should be in bed, you know. Not falling asleep with the radio on. Anyway, how have you been feeling today? No more sickness?
No. I actually felt her kick earlier, though.
Go on. Did he really? Oh. What's that you're knitting?
Jumper?
Oh, looks like a sock.
Well, it's a jumper.
Well, you won't want a jumper in the middle of summer.
Well, at night she might. Love me? Hey, it's not rain. You're sweating. Are you all right?
Well, don't worry about me.
Why do you have to work so late?
We need every penny we can lay our hands on, don't we? Don't go on.
Oh, what have I said now? I'm just worrying about you because you're late.
Well, you try slogging your guts out all day in the shop and then drive a minicab at night. I'm bushed. I've had it.
Well, there's no need to be so touchy, love. You don't know how boring it is sitting alone here every night if you'd only get a telly.
Oh, for God's sake, we need every penny.
What's up, Tony?
Nothing's up. Why?
Oh, come off it.
I tell you, everything's perfectly all right. Now shut up.
What's in the briefcase?
What briefcase?
You were carrying it when you came in.
Oh, was I?
You hid it behind the sofa when you thought I wasn't looking. Is it a secret?
No.
Well, then...
Well, it's a... I don't know.
This is it?
Yes.
Ah, put it where we can all see it.
Well, sure.
Here, on the coffee table.
Yeah, fine.
Well, it's not yours.
No.
Where did you get it from?
Well, it came into my possession.
You stole it?
Well, not exactly. I didn't actually steal it. I mean...
Well?
Well, he was dead.
Who?
Well, I don't know. The fellow in my car tonight. I got a call to pick him up and take him to Waterloo, round midnight. Old fellow, about 70, I should say. Anyway, changed his mind, only wanted to go along the embankment. Hardly seemed worthwhile. Still, he seemed a bit under the weather, you know, breathless. Could have been drunk. I don't think he was. Anyway, I got there, turned round, and there he was, slumped on the back seat, dead. Well, first thing to do, obviously, was to get him to the nearest hospital. Got there double fast, I can tell you. And the old boy in reception don't get the message. This is an emergency, right? I mean, the man in my car might be revived for all I know, but he shuffles about and I lose my cool. Go out and bring the body in myself. Definitely dead, no doubt about that. And then this old chap in the hospital thinks he'll keep me there all night answering questions. So I stomp out, don't I? And I get back into the car and I drive back here, wishing to hell I hadn't given up smoking. Anyway, by the time I park the car, I'm pretty... Well, you know, I'm calmer and I'm locking the doors... And I find this briefcase, slipped halfway underneath the front seat. I'm alone, see? No one about. And I pull out the case. Well, natural-like. I mean, what am I trying to hide? And I take a gander inside, just to see if it belongs to Mr. Miller.
Mr. Miller?
Well, the geezer who died in me car.
But I thought you didn't know who he was.
Well, I don't. It's just that his name's Miller. At least that's the name the controller told me to pick up.
What is in the case?
Well, have a look yourself.
Open it, you mean?
Of course I mean open it.
Oh. How much is there?
Well, as much as we'll ever need, I can tell you.
Haven't you counted it?
Well, what chance have I had?
What are you going to do with it?
Well, what do you think?
Well, you're not going to keep it.
Well, why not?
Well, it's not like finding 10 pence on the back seat, is it?
Well, it is exactly like that. Just a difference in quantity.
Oh, but you can't keep it, Tony. It's a fortune. The police will be round here in no time.
And for why? Nobody knows I've got it. Nobody gave a damn about me at the hospital. The old boy at the desk didn't see me car, and I didn't give me name. With the owner of all this dead, there's no way it can be traced back to me.
What about your firm?
The cab firm, you mean?
They'll have it written down somewhere that you picked up Mr...
Miller.
Yeah.
So? I dropped Mr. Miller at Waterloo. That was the job. What happened to his briefcase? I don't know. I didn't even notice if he was carrying one.
And the orderly at the hospital?
What orderly? What hospital? It's his word against mine. Must have been somebody else.
How much is there?
Oh, we've never had capital. We do need the money.
You'll have to grow your hair.
Me?
Grow a moustache, change your appearance a bit.
I tell you, apart from a senile old porter, nobody ever saw me.
You can't be too careful. The head office of your car company could say where you were.
All they could say was I had to give someone a hire to Waterloo. Nothing more, I told you.
It's tempting. But, oh, it's like blood money. Oh,
don't be daft. You don't even know what blood money is.
It's when you've killed someone to get money.
I didn't kill him. He died. Snapped out.
How?
Well, how the hell should I know? Heart failure, blood pressure, worry about being responsible for all this money. What's so funny?
We're rich.
Should we keep it, then?
Oh, come off it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, putting all the responsibility onto me.
What responsibility?
The onus, the decision.
Well, if you just say the word, I'll take the money back.
Oh, very likely.
Well, I would.
I've been trying to talk you into taking it back for the last 10 minutes.
All you've done is put forward objections, which I've kept on...
What?
Proving they're not valid.
Well, it's up to you.
What is?
Whether we keep it or not.
Up to me?
I'm not taking the blame.
What blame?
If anything goes wrong.
Blimey. Just now you were so keen on keeping it, you even told me to dye me hair or something.
Grow it, I said.
Oh, what the hell.
Let's count it first, shall we?
Come on, then. Yeah. You see, it's old money. It's all right.
Old money? What do you mean?
Used. Dirty. Not straight from the mint. The numbers can't be traced. These fivers must be in bundles of 1,000 quid each.
You know, I don't like the thought of carrying around all this original cash. I mean, we'll have to go round all the tobacconists or something and buy one packet of cigarettes out of each £5 note, and then we can keep the change and feel safe with it.
You'll have to go round a hell of a lot of tobacconists. And anyway, I've given up smoking. 2,500. There are 200 fivers in each bundle.
So it is 1,000 in each?
Yep. And there's 25 bundles, £25,000.
Oh, I can't believe it.
It's a fortune.
How much do you earn a year?
After tax, just about 2 grand a year.
This is over 10 years' wages.
Good God.
£25,000?
Untraceable.
In cash?
Untaxed. Here. You know, I hid some fags away somewhere, just for a rainy day. Here we are. Catch. And let's see if this lighter still works.
Oh, it's making me quite dizzy.
Yeah, I must say, it doesn't taste quite as nice as I remembered. Yeah, of course, there is a problem in all this.
What's that?
How are we going to explain it?
What?
Our sudden affluence.
Oh, I say we've saved it.
What, this much? You said yourself it'd take over 10 years to earn it, let alone save it.
Well, say an old relative died and left it to you.
Oh, yeah? In cash? And who was it? And where's the death duties receipt?
Where you won it, then?
On what?
Pools.
Well, anybody could check that out.
On the horses?
Over a period of time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Probably be taxed that way, though.
Oh, so what? Say that for the last 10 years you've stuffed your TAB winnings under the mattress and you've only just realised how much it amounts to.
25 G's, an awful lot, Jude. For a man in my sort of job, anyway. Well, if I were a stockbroker or a train driver or something, nobody'd question it. But for a bloke who works part-time as a handyman decorator and doubles it on the minicabs at night, oh, it's asking a bit much.
Well, do we have to tell anybody?
What do you mean?
Well, let's keep our trap shut about it. Belt up and spend it.
Oh, yeah. And when everybody asks me how I managed to afford to run the Rolls Royce as a minicab, I'll say I put down 100 quid deposit. The 20 quid a week instalments payable till I'm 103.
Well, don't let it change our style of living too much. Anyhow, what can you do with 25,000 these days? Not as much as all that. Now, look, in tonight's evening paper...
Where?
Now, just look at these prices. Most of these houses alone, see? 35,000, 22,000, another one for 22. Oh, look, here's one for 85,000. Gosh, I bet that'll be really nice. It's got 3 bathrooms.
With bath taps made out of solid gold and hot and cold champers in every room. Oh, be sensible, Judy.
You're not really thinking of an 85,000 quid property, are you?
Well, you were thinking of a Rolls Royce.
Well, figuratively speaking. Anyway, a Rolls would only cost about 10 grand.
But we could buy a house. A home.
Oh, of course. Something about 15,000. But we wouldn't pay it all off at once. That would attract attention. Now, we've got to go about it very discreet, right? I mean, spending it.
Well, it's your money.
What?
Go on, you do the talking. You're the one that's spending it.
Okay. Now, what do we want?
Well, I could have my hair done at one of those really nice places in the West End. And we could get the baby a really full set of baby clothes and a nursery and a nice cot. One of those nice white ones where the paint doesn't come off.
I was referring to all the really big things that we'll need. Houses and cars and things. I mean, those little things. Haircuts and cots and things. Well, if we'd been sensible with what I've earned, if we'd saved a bit more for a bit longer, instead of only just since we realised you were pregnant, we should have been able to afford all those little things anyway. And we've got to think of the future. Mortgage repayments, things like that. The boys schooling and so on.
Ah, she won't go to school for years yet.
Well, that's what I mean. You've got to think of the future.
Well, I want some new clothes, and they can be very expensive. And you've forgotten the oven.
What?
And the fridge, and a completely automatic washer with a dryer. That'll be another 1,000.
Here we go. Listen, Judy, let's stop behaving like children and do one thing at a time. We'll sleep on it and cross our bridges when we come to them. All right?
All right, love.
Now, first things first. Get rid of the briefcase. It's the only incriminating thing left.
What'll you do?
Burn it. Piece by piece, if necessary. You got any old newspaper? I'll light a fire.
Oh, in the cupboard by the grate. Hey, what's this?
What's what?
In the briefcase. It's a letter.
Let's have a look. Good God, it's a note. Here, listen to this. Put 25,000 in used notes in the litter bin by Cleopatra's Needle between 10 and midnight tonight. Don't tell the pigs and Michael will be released safely.
Pigs?
Police. It's a ransom note.
Yeah. You didn't read the evening paper tonight, I suppose?
No.
The son of Sir Robert Kelly, honoured in last year's list, has been kidnapped and is being held to ransom. Michael Kelly, aged 10, disappeared on his way home from school in the Wimbledon area last night, and a mystery phone call was received shortly after Sir Robert had decided to tell the police of the boy's disappearance. The phone caller told Sir Robert that a ransom note would be sent to him later today and that he would have to draw a considerable amount of cash from his bank in anticipation of the kidnapper's demands. Lady Dorothy Kelly, who spoke to reporters early this morning, said that she and her husband would do anything to ensure their son's safety, but she was worried on behalf of her husband, whose health has been the cause of some concern in recent months.
He's dead.
Sir Robert?
He died in my cab. It's all too late.
He was on his way to deposit the ransom money to save his son.
And now it's miles past midnight. It's far too late.
Oh, you should have handed the money in at the time.
Oh, blimey.
Well, you should have.
Well, how was I to know?
And what about the boy?
The boy?
Michael.
Poor little Baskin.
What would have happened to him?
They wouldn't have done anything to him, would they?
What do kidnappers do when the ransom isn't paid?
Well, there was that flyer. The one who was the first to fly across the Atlantic solo. Didn't his son...
What are you going to do?
I've got to get the money back.
But it's too late.
Not necessarily. I can be there by... Well, just after 1 o'clock.
But you'll be an hour too late.
25,000.
Oh, well. It was nice while it lasted.
Still, we're not doing so badly. We're only a week behind with the rent. Bye-bye, love.
Don't let anybody see you.
How do you mean?
Well, when you're putting it in the litter basket, if the police are watching, they might think you're the kidnapper.
It doesn't matter. A man died trying to get his money there to save his son. I've got to make sure he hasn't made that sacrifice in vain.
Good luck, love. Oh, put the radio on, will you?
All right.
Oh, God.
Robert Kelly has been informed by... And his son Michael was found wandering along the Thames embankment about 20 minutes ago.
What?
The boy didn't seem to be suffering any ill effects. That's the end of this news flash, and now we return you to...
Tony! 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 Oh, damn. Tony! 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 Wait!
the matter?
The radio. Just now there was a news flash. The boy's safe.
What? Here, get in. You'll catch cold out there like that.
Put the car radio on. You'll get the 1 o'clock news in a minute.
Are you absolutely certain?
Honestly, the boy's been found. He's all right.
Do they know that Sir Robert Kelly's dead?
Well, I didn't hear all of it. Where are we going?
Nearest police station.
Is that wise?
Why not? I'll say I only just come across it. I can't understand is why Sir Robert said his name was Miller.
Well, he didn't want to give anything away, did he? You might have read the papers. If you knew you'd got Sir Robert Kelly in your car and you knew the difficulties he was in, you might have volunteered to help or something drastic like that. And he didn't want to risk some bungler hanging around Cleopatra's Needle.
Your faith in me is touching, love. Just a minute. Why has the boy been released when the money's not been delivered? I mean, if the kidnapper had got the money...
Listen.
Sir Robert Kelly paid a ransom of £25,000 last night for the release of his son, Michael, who was found less than half an hour ago walking along London's Victoria Embankment. The boy seemed to have suffered no ill effects. A search is going on for the kidnapper, who, according
you
to
see
the boy,
what this
seems
means.
To be a very sick man.
The man who died in this car
President
was the kidnapper.
Made a statement a few
when
hours
I picked him up, he just released the boy.
And before that, he must have already collected the money.
But why was he going back to Cleopatra's Needle?
Well, perhaps his getaway was going to be made by boat.
That's possible. He wanted to be dropped by the training ship, the SS Discovery, which is a little way further on. He could easily have got away on the river there.
Or to meet an accomplice.
And merely died of excitement before he could make it.
Serves him right.
Yeah, and the Kellys. Well, they're safe.
25,000 down.
They can afford it.
But to be done out of it...
Well, it's not our fault, is it?
No, but... It's as if we were involved.
Look, how could it be anything to do with us except good fortune? If Sir Robert hadn't put the ransom note in with the money, we'd have had no idea what it was all about, right?
But, Tony, the point is, we do.
Well, here's the police station. You want me to take it in?
I wouldn't mind counting it again first.
I'll take it in.
You're sure now?
It's all there, is it? You haven't nicked the bundle.
No, it's not just because of me. I don't want to go on taking the can back for losing you a fortune for the rest of my life.
Well, they'd find out anyway.
Who?
Well, Rosas. They always do. They're bound to have done something.
What?
Well, I don't know. Painted the notes with some invisible dye or something. It'll never wash off. I saw that in a film once.
I'd never really be able to live happily ever after, I suppose.
No, every knock on the door, every time the phone rings...
We'd be wondering.
And worrying.
Yeah. All right, love. I'll come with you.
Hey, what's that?
It's a police car drawing up behind ours.
Oh, don't tell me we've parked on a double yellow line. Where is everybody? Shop!
All right. What do you want at this time of night?
Are you the duty officer?
Well, I'm not Tinkerbell. What have you got there?
Lost property.
Lost breeding property? Beg your pardon, miss. Couldn't it have waited till morning?
Well, I'll bring it back later on, if you like.
Well, what is it?
Oh, just a bit of money I found in the back of my car. I'm a minicab driver, you see. You couldn't turn your radio down a bit, could you? It fell out of this briefcase. I'm afraid I haven't crammed it back in too well. Oh, damn, I've dropped a button.
Oh, I'll get it.
Good God.
Here we are.
Where did this lot come from?
Tony, look. This isn't a real bundle of notes. See, it's hollowed out inside.
You found all this money and you're turning it in? Are you too crazy or something?
Well, what is it, Jude? A matchbox?
It's like a tiny radio or something.
Can I have some details about this, sir? Morning, Inspector.
What's going on here?
Well, this young couple's just brought in some money they found. What's that thing, sir?
A little homing device. It's done its job now. Ah, they're returning this money, you say?
They were just turning it over, sir. Very commendable, in my opinion, sir.
Quite.
It was in my minicab, sir, on the back seat. I don't know anything more about it.
Sir Robert Kelly will be delighted, I'm sure.
Sir Robert who?
Surely he'll want to explain himself. If you care to come with me, we'll visit him now.
Oh, thank you, Inspector. But, Judy...
Yes, darling, we ought to...
I'll take charge of the money, Constable.
Here, sir.
And, that other bundle?
Oh, this. Oh, yes. Must have slipped out, sir.
Well, come along, you two, please. Yes, Sir Robert was talking in terms of 10% reward.
10%? That's 2.5 grand.
Oh, you've had time to count it, then.
Oh, just an inspired guess, Inspector.
You should play stick the tail on the donkey. Off to you, madam. Night-night, Constable.
Good night, sir. Bloody hell.
And that was Drift Away with Dobie Gray. And now, an oldie goldie in a new groove.
I've got plenty of love.